I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Russians, Russians everywhere, and not a bowl of borscht in sight. Plenty of allegations and counter-allegations, though. I'm talking about the whole Trump-Russia saga and the almost daily revelations suggesting links between Trump's campaign last year and Russia. The latest, as you probably heard, involves a meeting last summer at Trump Tower between Donald Trump Jr. and a high-powered Russian lawyer. The president's son has issued a statement admitting he met the lawyer, who reportedly claimed to have some dirt on Hillary Clinton. The details on this story are pretty murky all around, but we wanted to know more about the Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya. So we called a friend of the show, reporter Charles Maines, in Moscow.
She runs a small law firm in the suburbs outside of Moscow called Himki. She's well-known in legal circles here. She's clearly has some connections to the government. She's married to a former prosecutor, for one. But more importantly, she's gotten a lot of contracts representing Russian businesses that are Kremlin-connected, and most notably, this includes representing the son of a high-ranking Russian railway official in a court case in New York this year. In this case, she was essentially, they were caught up in what's called the Magnitsky Act. This was passed by the U.S. Congress to punish Russian officials implicated in the death of a Russian whistleblower named Sergei Magnitsky. He died after going to prison, going public with accusations of corruption by government officials. And this Magnitsky Act infuriated the Russian government. It led them to ban U.S. adoptions of Russian children. And that, of course, was one of the topics that apparently was discussed with Donald Trump Jr. at that meeting at Trump Tower.
Now, the Kremlin has said they don't know who she is. So does she or does she not officially work for the Kremlin?
Well, she does not officially work for the Kremlin, no. That's clear. She's been representing companies that are tied to the Kremlin in some way, but as much business is in Russia, you can't hold on to vast holdings in Russia without having some kind of arrangements, some kind of security through government channels. And it's also interesting to note that Veselnitskaya issued a statement over the weekend saying that nothing at all was discussed about the presidential campaign during this meeting in Trump Tower. She said she never acted on behalf of the Russian government. And what's interesting is that seems so much at odds with essentially the statement then later issued by Donald Trump Jr. when he corrected his version of events on Sunday.
Yeah, right. So do we know who set up the meeting between Ms. Veselnitskaya and Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, Mark, are you ready to be more confused? This all comes back essentially to Donald Trump's visit to Moscow in 2013 for the Miss Universe pageant. This is where he famously, of course, maybe did or maybe did not meet with Vladimir Putin. It now appears, of course, that that meeting never happened and they've just met for the first time at the G20. But, you know, essentially this story goes back to the intersection of Russian politics, business, pop, and corruption. The Miss Universe pageant was licensed by a family called Agalarov. Now, Araz Agalarov is one of Russia's richest men. He hosted and licensed the pageant from Donald Trump. And of course, you don't remain one of Russia's richest men without being connected to the Kremlin. So Donald Trump may not have met Vladimir Putin during that trip, but certainly he got along well with the Agalarov family. So well, in fact, that Agalarov's son is a pop star here in town named Amin. He actually made a video with Donald Trump where Donald Trump has a cameo along with some of the beauty contestants from the Miss Universe pageant. And it's this Amin who apparently, it seems, made the request to Donald Trump Jr. to arrange for this meeting with the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya.
So why would the son, Amin, want to set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya?
Well, Amin says he's a friend of Donald Trump. So this is the way Russian politics work, frankly, and Russian business works. You destroy your opponents with kompromat, black PR and things like that. So maybe it's just working with the MO of the Russian system. Or maybe he is being passed along information from mediators from the Russian government because, you know, Amin, as I said, his father is well connected in Kremlin circles. There are pictures of him with the Russian president, with the prime minister. So this family is certainly connected. Now, do we have any reason to know that for a fact that, of course, they got this information past the Russian government? We don't. And certainly it is a little interesting to say, you know, Veselnitskaya, this Russian lawyer, she is representing companies. She's doing some work. She's clearly a Russian patriot. For example, on her Facebook page, she's got a picture of the Russian flag, which is, you know, nothing wrong with that. But it's a long distance from being a lawyer for sort of Kremlin-connected entities to being the Russian government's courier for messages to the Trump campaign. So, you know, there are a lot of questions here, but certainly the links and connections here are very interesting.
Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.